88.3 Southern FM.
Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke, the 10th man to walk on the moon, and you got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. This is the Space Show, Australia, on 88.3 Southern FM.
And there are a bunch of guys about to turn blue in Texas right now. Blue Origin's new Shepard is set to make a suborbital flight in 6 hours' time. That's at 1 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Aboard will be Canadian actor William Shatner and Australian entrepreneur and musician Chris Boshausen. Now, here's Chris Boshausen speaking in Australia on a panel discussion about innovation in 2016.
So I was at Planet Labs, the company I co-founded with a bunch of friends, for about 5 or 6 years. And in the beginning, you have some insight about the world. You see something that you can use for an idea. But a lot of turning a startup into a real company is execution. So you pick your technologies, you make your bets, you put your head down, and you work for 5 years. So the entire world changed in the 5 years while I was doing that. And the very same company that I founded that was disruptive at the time is now vulnerable to disruption.
And how so?
Well, I mean, the technologies have gotten cheaper. There are new software tools out there that allow you to design software. Right now we're using a 5-year-old software development process, and software evolves very fast. Mm. So other companies, when we started Planet Labs, so we launched these little remote sensing satellites into space. They take pictures, they send down images. There were no radios fast enough for us to be able to download the entire world's worth of data in one day. So we built our own high-speed radio. So we have 200 megabit links from space with a 2-millisecond ping time. If anyone plays games, use our satellites as a game server because they're fast. But that didn't exist. We spent about 2 years building these radios. But now the space industry's caught up, and you can buy those radios from other companies than they've built them. So if someone else were to start a company like Planet today, they don't need to do 2 years of work. They just buy the part.
So the same question when it comes to the space industry.
Yeah.
Where is Australia at? Are we innovating, or are we stagnating, or are we even in it?
Well, I'm happy to say it's changed a lot since I left. So when I was a uni student, I wanted to do space. There was absolutely nothing I could do, so I did a physics degree instead. That was like the best guess at like physics equals astronomy. So it sort of worked out. That was a path somewhere. But now that I've come back and I visit, Sydney Uni, where I'm from, and a bunch of other schools, every university now has a CubeSat program. And you can launch your own satellite for about $100,000, so if you can mortgage your parents' house, take out a second mortgage, you can have your own space program. And so that chain that has flown, like trickled down to schools, where every university in Australia should have its own space mission now. And in fact, there was an episode of Catalyst last week where a spacecraft from Sydney Uni was highlighted. And I think that's a really cool achievement. And that was not the case 10 years ago. Mm. I think things have really improved.
But is that coming from Australian innovation?
Well, a lot of it was technology or concepts that were developed overseas. But the great thing about a lot of disruptive technologies is they are levelers. They level the playing field. And so right now, to be honest, an Australian family has as much space capability as the Soviet Union had in 1957 when they launched Sputnik.
I love it.
Okay. If you don't all leave and start your own space program tomorrow, I'll be disappointed.
And that was Chris Boshausen speaking in 2016. And since then, he's gone on to continue with that company, Planet, launching lots and lots of satellites imaging the Earth. Now, Stephen Fry is an English actor and broadcaster. Chris Boshausen has worked with musician Bill Simpkins and Stephen Fry to rework an instrumental piece called 60 Miles Up. And we played that, the original 60 Miles Up, on the Space Show 2 weeks ago. Now, of more interest is a new work called One by One. Under the pseudonym Dr. Crispy, Boshausen says the lyrics express his feelings about human spaceflight and that it has been an honour to work with Stephen Fry to produce something unique and honest.
space has always been present. The stars shine down on us as they did on our ancestors, inspiring generation upon generation with their dazzling and perplexing brilliance. The planets revealed to the ancients the clockwork of the cosmos. The moon brightened our nights with its light and waited patiently for us to reach out. Space begins a mere 60 miles above us. But for most of human existence, it remained tantalizingly out of reach. Years ago, we opened a doorway to the skies and ascended on fiery engines proudly into orbit and began the space age. Professional astronauts braving the unknown piloted primitive spacecraft into orbit. 24 humans flew to the moon. 12 walked on the moon's silent gray surface. Their presence was the culmination of a convulsive collective effort. Citizens of countries locked in a cold war met in the cold of space and shook hands. The International Space Station is the greatest peacetime mobilization in history. The Great Pyramid of our day, the Chartres Cathedral. But the more extraordinary, because it is a triumphant monument to science and to what we, as a species, can accomplish when we have the will. 60 years into our journey, something magical is happening again. The door opened by the first astronauts is opening a little wider. What used to take an entire country can now be done by a small team. And ordinary citizens are lifting off into space. The prior half century of progress is playing out again in front of us, but this time, the characters are you and me. First citizens have lifted into orbit by the time you hear these words. Now it's just a few very rich ones, but we will get better at democratic spaceflight, and more will go. One day, quite soon, entire generations will look down on the Earth and, as the first astronauts did, fall in love again with our great blue planet. One by one. One by one. With new clarity. With their sight undimmed by the atmosphere, some of them will look out to the stars and decide to set out further, starting a new chapter in our history. Space is only 60 miles up. Don't you want to go?
That was Stephen Fry narrating with music by Chris Bosshausen, who is right this very moment preparing to go into space. Australian citizen. And the space show thanks Space Association member Michael Abdullah for drawing this song to our attention. Well, Chris, may be big news here in Australia, but overseas, the people are taking notice of another guy that's going up on the rocket at 1 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I'm going up into space. I don't know how many people who can say that. It's life-changing in its way. Not because of the aerial adventure, but because of the people I'm meeting and talking with.
I'm glad to be here.
Jeff Bezos' concept to make living and building in space and to make pollution a thing of the past. I mean, what noble ambitions those are, and somebody has to start it.
It lines upright.
Yep.
We're just at the beginning, but how miraculous that beginning is, and how extraordinary it is to be part of that beginning. There is this mystique of being in space and that much closer to the stars and being weightless. I shall be entranced by the view of space. I want to look at that orb and appreciate its beauty and its tenacity is sustaining this life of ours, which allows us to look with awe and wonder at the miracle of space. There is an adventure in my life that I would not have had I not done this. And it looks like there's a great deal of curiosity about this fictional character, Captain Kirk, going into space. So let's go along with it and enjoy the ride.
So we'll be watching what happens in Texas tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, over in China, Shenzhou 13 is scheduled for launch from Jiquan on Friday at 3:24 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Aboard will be three astronauts bound for the Tianhe core module of the Tiangong Space Station. If the mission goes the full 6 months, the craft will land in Inner Mongolia sometime in April next year. Now, the crew have not yet been publicly announced, although three have been speculatively named. The Shenzhou 13 has been rolled out to the launch pad atop the Long March 2F launch vehicle. So, there's three taikonauts, as they sometimes call them in China, about to turn blue, I guess, waiting for their space mission.